Good afternoon. Live from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, the director here with our 1 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, noon in the Central Time Zone. And Isaac is centered over the open waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and most of its rain bands are over water. You can see how it's really started to get more organized than it was yesterday when it was down over the Keys. But it has been a large system since yesterday, and even before that, continues to be so, with a large number of bands well to the north over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico and then wrapping into a more concentrated area of thunderstorms in and near the center of the circulation. But there's also a very pronounced, lengthy band of showers over nearly the entire eastern part of southern and central Florida Peninsula, which is training over some of the same areas. So there's really still a significant flood threat in portions of Florida. And we've also seen some tornado warnings earlier today. So the isolated tornado threat will continue over central and northern Florida today and tonight. And tonight that threat will spread to the northern Gulf Coast region as the first rain bands of Isaac approach that area. Timing-wise, the weather will start to go downhill sometime tonight along the northern Gulf Coast in the hurricane warning area. Let's take a look at where that warning is in effect. It's from Destin, Florida, going westward over the remainder of the Florida Panhandle coastline and then the Alabama-Mississippi coast and through southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City. That includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Anywhere in that area could get sustained hurricane force winds. Hurricane warning means what it says, a warning for hurricane conditions expected somewhere in that area. Not necessarily everybody there is going to get it, but everybody in that warning area should be preparing for that. Isaac is not just a strong tropical storm that we're forecasting to become a hurricane, Category 1, potentially could get stronger than that, potentially coming a little weaker, but it's also a very large system. And large, slow-moving tropical storms and hurricanes could do two things relative to water that are not good. One is, as it moves over the northern Gulf Coast region and inland, it can spread heavy rainfall and flooding near the coast and well inland. It could take a couple of days for you to experience the entire storm from front to back because of its large size and slower motion that we're anticipating as it comes inland compared to what it's doing now, moving northwest at 14 miles per hour. Also, large systems much more capable of producing storm surge. 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level in the areas along the coast and near the coast from Alabama through Mississippi and into southeastern Louisiana. That's the hazard for which emergency managers may be telling you today to evacuate. If you are told to evacuate, do so, and do it today because the weather's going to go downhill tonight. So today is the day to prepare. Other than the winds, the storm surge, the rains, and the tornadoes being spread out over a large area near the coast, this is going to be an inland event as well. Some of the tropical storm and hurricane force winds will spread inland from the coast as this slowly moves inland, and heavy rains could fall well inland and lead to river flooding down the road. So this is going to be a long, protracted event for some folks that will affect a large area. We'll be back in another hour with another update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.